With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Police say a man has been arrested after a suspected arson fire at the Pennsylvania governor's mansion while the governor, Josh Shapiro, and his family were asleep. Shapiro, family, and guests were evacuated safely. No one was hurt. Authorities say the man in custody identified as 38-year-old Cody Ballmer of Harrisburg. Economist Steve Moore says President Trump's tariff policies will win in the end, adding under the Biden administration's economic policies, the U.S. was at its worst enemy.
With the runaway government spending, the runaway debt, the fact that we have taxes in our businesses that are higher than a lot of other countries, the fact that our regulations are choking our businesses. In other words, if we could just get rid of all these things that we do to ourselves, economically, masochistically, then there's no way other countries can compete with us.
Also at srnnews.com, U.S. economy receiving some encouraging news from two Labor Department reports this past week indicating that inflation is trending downward. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the news should improve Americans' consumer confidence.
Energy prices are down. In fact, oil prices are down 20% since this president took office. Wholesale prices fell again. There have been trillions of dollars in investments into this country. Every day, the president is signing executive orders to cut regulation, especially when it comes to Environmental Protection Agency, our energy industry. That's going to unleash the economic boom in this country.
LSU says former receiver Kyron Lacy has died at 24. He was facing criminal charges stemming from a fatal car accident. Authorities have not confirmed the cause of his death. Lacy had declared for this month's NFL draft, but his stock plummeted after his alleged involvement in an accident that killed an elderly man. This is SRN News. Very special honors for a small church in South Carolina.
First Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Bluffton was founded during the Civil War by a former slave named Abraham Murchison. The small congregation ministered to freed slaves during its early years, and now the state government has granted it a historical marker so passersby can quickly learn its history. Current pastor Benny Jenkins tells WJCL-TV, quote, "This marker will stand as a testament to our commitment to God and our mission to share his love with all mankind." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom warning that persecution of Christians and other religious minorities reaching crisis levels in India. New report by the commission finds vigilante violence, targeted and arbitrary killings, and demolition of property and places of worship beginning to spread. The commission blames harsh rhetoric by Hindu nationalist leaders. This is SRN News. Travelers should be ready for extra scrutiny of devices when crossing borders.
And that's especially when entering the U.S. Experts say 100% privacy might be impossible, but there are things you can do to make it harder for someone to see your private data. If possible, leave your phone at home. If you need one, you could get a temporary device with just the information needed for your trip. If you have to bring your phone or laptop, store any sensitive information in a cloud storage service and then delete it from the device. Power off your phone when you get to the border. John Scott reporting.
Several Southeast Asian countries kicking off the annual Water Festival holiday, an occasion for merrymaking during what's very hot this time of year in that part of the world. Millions in Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, and Myanmar normally take part, but happiness is lacking in Myanmar as that country recovers from the earthquake March 28th. More than 3,500 people were killed. More details at srnnews.com.